In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the letter of Blessed Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, giving thanks, broke, and said, "Take ye and eat, this is my body, which shall be delivered for you. This do for the commemoration of me." In like manner also the chalice, after he had supped, saying, "This chalice is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you shall drink for the commemoration of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread, drink this chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord until he come. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink of the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread, drink of the chalice. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord." I will let you read in the bulletin or in your missal the sequence, which must be read. It's absolutely magnificent. Translation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John. At that time, Jesus said to the multitudes of the Jews, "My flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink indeed. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eats me, the same also shall live by me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as your fathers who did eat manna, and they are dead. He that eats this bread shall live forever." These are the words of the Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you know how blessed you are? Do you know how lucky you are to hear the words that you just heard from St. Paul to the Corinthians? Do you know that since the reform of the liturgy, where emphasis has been done to read more scripture, mysteriously enough, this segment of the words of St. Paul to the Corinthians disappeared. They are not read anymore to the public, but at the Latin Mass. "Who eats and drinks unworthily, eats and drinks its own condemnation." We are warned. Many people do not know. Many people have no idea of what is happening. They have no idea of what they receive when they receive our Lord Jesus Christ, because that's what it is. Our fathers of the Old Testament received the manna, the bread, which were a symbol, an image of God's providence. We Every time we approach the communion rail, we eat and drink at the same time. Body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Really, His flesh descend in our guts. We eat our Lord Jesus Christ. He comes through our throats to our stomach. Who's that? My Creator, God, the Almighty, the one that nobody can contain, that not the universe can contain. And God comes in my body, through my mouth. I eat God. Is that even possible? Can we even conceive in our mind what is it? Already the concept of God is something pretty blur in our mind. How can we imagine the infinite? How can we conceive, intellectually speaking, the infinity of God, the existence of God? We know that God exists somehow, that He's Trinity because He said so. But what do we know about God? And yet, He says that through the consecration He comes in the bread and in us. If we would really understand what you receive, what is happening at Mass, like the Curé of Ars, we will say, "My Lord," after the consecration, "My Lord, I hold you, I have you in my hand. I am not going to let you go. I prefer to die here, right now, as I hold you in my hands. And I don't want to be separated from you." But not such is not your life. We have to go down to the valley. We receive our Lord Jesus Christ in us. Nobody could really accept, understand that. And yet, our Lord Jesus Christ invites us to come and to receive Him. He made Himself so little, so approachable, food for our soul. That's what He became. Sure, we are not worthy. Sure, we are sinners. And so we have to balance between being lax and approach the Blessed Sacrament with our hands in our pocket and considering Jesus as a body and we don't care. To being too scrupulous, not being able to approach Him at all. Because I am unworthy. And so there's a balance in between. And that's what the liturgy helps us to understand. And when we have a Mass like today, like every Mass, where we see all the liturgy, all the candles, all the genuflection, everything that we offer to God, we are helped to love Him better. And that's what we do. Let us today, as we receive Jesus Christ, ask Him to bless us, to help us in our faith, to tell Him, "My Lord, I am so weak. Help me to believe." You see, Jesus says, "Ask in my name anything, and I will give it to you." What could we ask to God that is the most extravagant, the most impossible to receive. My salvation, my holiness, glory, richness, not something more than that. Let us be bold. Let us ask God for the most impossible thing to give. That's something that I will not give myself. He said, ask anything, I'll do. My God, I ask you to give me your only son. What can you give and ask more than that? We are crazy enough to ask God the most impossible thing to give, his own son, own begotten son, and only one. And he gave it. He gives it to us right there, and we take it and we receive it. And what do we give in return? What do we give in return? What do we offer? May God help us today to be more generous, more dedicated, because we believe that we receive our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that comes just for me, for you, for each one of us personally. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because of the Blessed Sacrament being exposed, the priest cannot turn his back to the Blessed Sacrament, as you see. So every time he passes in front of the Blessed Sacrament, goes to the side, he makes a genuflection. He's going to wash his hands at the bottom of the steps, etc. Which raises the question, how can he give communion? Because he will turn his back to the Blessed Sacrament. So the solution is, the priest is going to go on the altar of the Sacred Heart, fitting on this month of June, that is ends, and that's where we are going to receive communion. So if you have to go across the center aisle, remember that when the Blessed Sacrament is exposed, we make, if our knees allows, a genuflection with two knees. And same thing when you come back to our place.